Welcome to this amazing place. A long time ago, on a continent far, far away, the mountains across the valley were formed and transported all the way across an ocean to Haines, Alaska. That story is just part of the geologic history of this area, which begins a little bit more than 400 million years ago and continues to the present time. That means I'll need to cover roughly 60 million years per minute in this 7-minute story, so I'll just cover the highlights. The story also covers why the mountains are so steep and jagged and why the valley is where it is. Let's start at the beginning. The rocks in the Chilkat Mountains in front of you began as sand, silt, and mud, which are washed off a landmass into an ocean and onto a continental shelf. Limey layers and thin layers of metalliferous precipitate also accumulated here and there through time. Eventually, over tens of millions of years, those sediments got buried by more and more and more sediment above them, resulting in turning these sediments into what geologists call sedimentary rock. As they were buried even deeper, they turned into metamorphic rocks. To learn more about these processes and about the rocks you see on the beaches, check out the other audio libraries. Now, let's skip ahead a couple hundred million years to the wildest part of the story. Those sediments were not deposited in the ocean here, in this location. They were thought to have been deposited somewhere in the area where the South Pacific is now. How crazy is that? To explain how they got here, I'll need to give you a quick explanation of plate tectonics. The Earth's interior has an inner and outer core. Above that is the mantle. And above that, the bit we live on, is the crust. Crust under the continents is 25 to 45 miles thick on average and mostly sits above sea level. The ocean crust is usually about 3 miles thick and on average denser than the continental crust and sits below sea level. The crust is brittle and has broken into massive pieces called tectonic plates, most containing some continental crust and some ocean crust. Due to some powerful geophysical forces, these plates move around on top of the mantle. They bump into each other and slide past each other, causing earthquakes, volcanoes, and forming mountain ranges. The bit of the crust that is now forming the Chilkat Mountains was on a plate moving eastward about from where the South Pacific is now and bumped into North America at some place near where Mexico and California are now. The part of the plate that was dense ocean crust slid under North America in a process called subduction. The bit that was continental crust was too thick to slide under North America, and instead it bashed into North America and was plastered onto its edge. Because the plates didn't hit head-on, but at an angle, the plate fragment was forced northward an inch at a time over tens of millions of years until it got here, in front of you, about 80 to 110 million years ago. It's a pretty complicated story. That plate boundary between the North American plate and the plate fragment was very much like what the San Andreas Fault is now. The San Andreas, as you may know, is a plate boundary. The trace of the old plate boundary is somewhere in the river valley in front of you and is called the Denali Fault. It continues northward, up under the Wells Bridge, up the Chilkat River, and then through Canada and into the main part of Alaska. It is no longer the plate boundary, however. The plate boundary is now off the coast on the other side of Glacier Bay, and all the land between there and here is now part of the North American tectonic plate. In fact, most of Alaska is made up of these plate fragments, which are called accreted terranes, and arrived here in pieces from far, far away to form Alaska. By the way, the Denali Fault is still an active fault, but there isn't much movement on it, on this part of it anymore. During the 80 to 110 million years since the land got here, the dominant force forming the landscape has been erosional. Streams and glaciers eroded and washed away bits of rock. The metamorphic and igneous rocks in the Chilkat Mountains are harder to erode, and so became the mountains. The rocks near the old plate boundary were fractured and broken up by the movement between the plates, and so were more easily eroded and washed away, thus forming the river valley. Let's skip ahead to the very recent past, about 20,000 years ago. At that time, The valley was filled with a massive glacier that flowed down the pre-existing valley and made it steeper and deeper. The glaciers carved the valley in front of you to about 800 to 1,000 feet deeper than where you are sitting. And the top of the ice was about 3,000 to 3,500 feet above you. The ice extended from the Chilkat Mountains over Haines and the Chilkat Peninsula into the mountains on the far side of Lynn Canal. The jaggedy mountaintops in the mountain ranges were the only thing sticking out above the ice. When this glacier and glaciers worldwide began to melt, all that meltwater resulted in a rise in sea level of 360 feet between about 20 and 7,000 years ago, bringing it up almost to the level that it is now. As the glacier melted, the huge amounts of silt, sand, gravel, and boulders that had been carried in the glacier melted out and started to fill the valley bottom. The valley bottom was probably free of ice about 14,000 to 10,000 years ago. And since then, the Chilkat River has continued to carry in large amounts of material that have been filling the river valley. On a day after big rain, you can stand near the river and see, and sometimes even hear, all the sand and silt being washed in. Well, I'm out of time. If you would like to know more about the glacial history, or the stream processes that filled the valley, or how the rocks on the beach formed, or about something called glacial rebound, please check out the geology stories in the other audio libraries on this trail. To find out where these libraries are, check out the trail map on the post near the audio library sign. Enjoy the day. P.S. These other story libraries are currently under construction and will be available soon.